At 6:20, this is KERI News. I'm Justin Martin. We're going to spend the next several minutes bringing you up to speed on last night's election. Democrats in Texas turned out yesterday in the largest numbers in more than two decades for a midterm primary. More than a million voters cast ballots in Democratic primaries across the state. And Republicans also set a new non-presidential year primary turnout record, exceeding 1.5 million votes. To no one's surprise, incumbent Governor Greg Abbott won the Republican Party's nomination for another term. Still undecided, though, is which Democrat will take him on in November. Former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez and Houston businessman Andrew White face a runoff in May. Our reporters caught up with White and Valdez last night. We begin with KERI's Christopher Connolly.
Lupe Valdez partied with candidates all up and down the ballot at an unpretentious billiards hall in Old East Dallas, celebrating victories as election results poured in. Valdez said she was humbled and thanked her supporters and her campaign staff and even thanked the people she's been running against for the last 3 months.
Andrew, Adrian, Cedric, Jeffrey.
From a list of nine, the race has been whittled down to two, with Valdez in the lead.
It's nice to be in the lead, but it's better to win.
Talking to the crowd, Valdez said her campaign is about ensuring opportunities for everyone in Texas.
I've been blessed to live a life of service and hard work.
The eighth child of migrant farm workers, Valdez says she was the beneficiary of strong public schools. She worked her way through college, joined the Army, and spent a career in federal law enforcement before being elected Dallas County Sheriff in 2004. She was the first Latina, first woman, and first lesbian to hold that office.
I want to fight to provide that same type of opportunity for the people of Texas, no matter where they come from or where we're going.
Dallas County Democratic Chairwoman Carol Donovan says Valdez has a strong Democratic record and appeals to the grassroots. Plus, she's really good with people.
I have never met anyone that loves campaigning as much as Lupe Valdez.
But Valdez has big hurdles to overcome, according to Cal Gilson at Southern Methodist University.
She came out of the gate very, very slowly.
Gilson says Valdez fumbled her campaign rollout, flubbed important interviews, and struggled with fundraising.
The Democratic Party of Texas and the Texas Democrat base want Lupe Valdez to be their nominee, but she could talk them out of that.
If, he says, she can't build the campaign operation she needs to win, then voters are likely to find Andrew White very appealing. Brian Straw picks it up in Houston.
Andrew White told supporters in Houston his moderate platform is what Texans need to address major problems in the state.
When I'm governor, we'll change the direction our state is heading completely. I'll use a personal approach, not a political one.
Claire Curtin of Houston says she's tired of the extreme positions both parties have taken lately, and she'll vote for White in May.
It's sort of Texas the way it used to be. A little more moderation. We're free thinkers, and not necessarily that important which side of the aisle you sit on, but who's going to do the best job.
Appealing to people like Curtin and even moderate Republicans is a big part of White's strategy. That's according to Mark Jones, head of the Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. Though Jones says in the runoff, that could put White at a disadvantage with the more progressive Democrats.
They want to see a 100% hardcore pro-choice candidate, not somebody who has a more nuanced position on abortion. They want to see someone who's going to appeal to Latinos and fight for LGBTQ rights in a way that Lupe Valdez will.
This may be Andrew's first foray into politics, but the White name is a familiar one in Texas. His father, the late Mark White, was governor from 1983 to 1987. Mark White also served as Assistant Attorney General and Secretary of State. Joy Saxton says she's known the candidate since he was a nine-year-old boy running around the governor's mansion.
I don't think he's doing this because his dad did it. I think he really felt a calling to do it.
While both candidates prepare to battle in the Democratic runoff, Jones thinks that's where the real competition will end.
I think if you're a Democrat, you could say that Lupe Valdez and Andrew White would be successful if Greg Abbott's margin of victory is in the low teens, maybe 13%, 14%.
A grim prognosis for Texas Democrats. But hey, there's always next time. I'm Brian Straw in Houston.
In other statewide offices, Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, known for his provocative social media post about Democrats and Muslims, survived a bitter Republican primary in his bid for re-election. In Texas, Land Commissioner George P. Bush won the Republican nomination to keep his post. He beat his predecessor as Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson. Now to the Texas State Senate. In Collin County, Angela Paxton defeated Philip Huffines in the Republican bid for State Senate District 8. KERA's Stella Chavez reports the race was the most expensive ever for a State Senate primary and among the most heated.
Cheers erupted when Angela Paxton took the stage inside the Courtyard Marriott in Allen last night. She said her opponent, Philip Huffines, had called to concede and congratulate her.
And I appreciate it very much. He said, I will do everything I can to help us to defeat the Democrats in the fall. And I appreciate it very, very much.
Paxton said the battle against Huffines was hard fought, but that she was looking forward to Republicans coming together in the November election. The two campaigns spent a total of about $10 million, and they blanketed the airwaves with TV ads in recent weeks, ads that blasted each other. Both candidates appealed to conservatives, but in those ads, Paxton painted Huffines as having ties to liberal Democrats. Huffines, meanwhile, called attention to Paxton's husband, Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was indicted for securities fraud. He denies the allegations. Angela Paxton, a former guidance counselor, says if she wins this fall, she plans to focus her attention on education.
In the Texas Senate, we have two-thirds of our senators are business people and attorneys, and we really don't have anyone with an education background. So I'm very eager and excited to have an opportunity to work from that platform.
Another area Paxton wants to focus on, helping kids. Paxton is an adopted child and says she wants to improve the state's troubled foster care system. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
In Dallas County, John Criseau barely squeaked by his Democratic opponent to take on Republican District Attorney Faith Johnson this fall.
We're looking forward to a spirited and substantive campaign in the fall, and we're going to look forward to reform in the district attorney's office.
Criseau defeated another former judge, Elizabeth Frizzell, by about 500 votes. Several congressional candidates in Texas are heading to May runoffs. In the 32nd District, Colin Allred will face Lillian Salerno for the Democratic nomination. The winner faces Republican incumbent Pete Sessions in November. Meanwhile, in the 6th District, Republicans Ron White and Jake Elzey will go to head-to-head in a runoff, and so will Republicans Lance Gooden and Bunny Pounds in the 5th District. KERA's Stephanie Kuo breaks down why there are so many runoffs this election cycle.
The candidates are heading to runoffs because they were unable to secure a majority of the vote. So the top two candidates in their respective races will have to campaign again to clinch their party nomination and move on to the midterm in November. Rebecca Dean is a political scientist with the University of Texas at Arlington. She says runoffs are likely when there are too many candidates vying for one seat.
When you have a race with more than, say, three or four candidates, then it's really a math question. It becomes very difficult for any single candidate to get above 50% and avoid a runoff.
In District 6, the Republican primary featured 11 candidates, while the District 32 Democratic primary included 7. In this election cycle, Dean says there are so many candidates because of two critical forces.
One is where you have incumbents who have decided not to run again, and that opens up the floodgate for maybe pent-up demand within that particular political party.
On the other hand, there might be several candidates who want the nomination to challenge an incumbent.
It probably has something to do with general dissatisfaction, either with the folks in Austin or with the folks in Washington.
Whatever the reason, Tuesday's primary left the state without several definitive results. Dean says going forward, clinching the party nomination will be a matter of stamina.
The trick will be getting your voters to come out and vote a second time, to even make it to the November election. And then once a candidate makes it to the November election, then it's remobilizing those candidates. So it really is about how deep is your support, how passionate is your support, and can you get them to turn out these multiple times?
Runoffs will be May 22nd. The midterm is November 6th. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
We have a roundup of election news and results at keranews.org. For the evening, mostly clear skies tonight. Should be a low around 39 later on. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.